The morning ritual is sponsored by Recess Mood. One healthier alternative to alcohol after a stressful day is Recess Mood. So Recess Mood is a sparkling water, and it's infused with functional ingredients like magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens. So you can relax without the alcohol or the hangover. Podcast listeners get 15% off the Recess Mood Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/TMR. Recess Mood is made with real fruit, and it comes in 4 delicious flavors like strawberry rose and raspberry lemon. With only 20 calories and no added sugar, it's a guilt-free way to unwind. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/TMR and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast. Mindfulness, meditation, and conversation to set the tone for your day. I'm your host and meditation guide, Lily Balch. My intention for each episode is to spark some inspiration, alignment, and presence for your day ahead. An opportunity to slow down before the busyness begins. So let's get to it. Welcome back to the podcast. Today's practice is a sort of stripping back to a very simple definition of what mindfulness meditation is. I like to think of meditation as a practice of remembering, of beginning again. Remembering to come back to the moment, remembering to come back to yourself. It's constantly a practice of beginning again and again and again. Whether the focus of the practice is your breath or a sound or a mantra, whatever the anchor point is in your meditation practice, we all know that you'll get distracted. You'll move away from it. You'll get carried away by a thought, by an emotion, by a sensation. It's inevitable. And then the practice is all about simply beginning again. You remember the task and refocus without adding stories, without worrying that you're right or wrong or good or bad at meditation. So this practice, it teaches us to kind of let go of what has distracted us and begin again. And I find that phrase, to begin again, sort of taking it out of meditation practice and into life, I find it super refreshing because we all make mistakes, we all have setbacks, whether those setbacks are our fault or whether it's something that sort of life handed us, it doesn't really matter. But every moment, every day, this second, right now, is an opportunity to begin again. To remember who you are, what you're doing, what you want. It's like a returning home to yourself. So this idea of beginning again sort of naturally guides us to a place of self-compassion and towards forgiveness. Even just thinking about it right now and talking about it, it brings a quality of levity, of lightness. So before we get into the practice, which will take a very sort of practical approach with the breath, but before we get into that practice, I just want to clarify that meditation isn't about creating a certain experience or feeling or a sort of epic state. Rather, it's about changing our relationship to our experiences, to our feelings, to our states. So it's all about perspective. All right, let's get into the practice. First thing first, set yourself up for success by finding a comfortable posture. a comfortable posture that you could stay still for a few minutes. And if you found yourself seated, just rest your hands on your lap. And let the eyes just close down, softly and gently. And then feel the weight of your hips. Imagine all the contents of your body just travel down to your hips, to your legs, to your feet, to the earth. So there's a literal heavying, a landing into your body, a landing into the moment. And just think about those words, to begin again. Notice any sensations in the body, any thoughts that arise in the mind around that concept of beginning again. So our object of the meditation today will be the breath. So let's familiarize ourselves with the breath in this moment. You can deepen your breath in, just noticing how it feels to take a full inhale. And take a nice long exhale. See if you can invite the breath to go a little lower into the belly. So full, low belly breath in. And then just let the breath go. And then releasing control of your breath. Let it happen naturally. Watching as the breath comes in and goes out. The body remains relaxed and grounded, and your breath remains natural. So all you're going to do is feel the breath coming in and out. And when you get distracted, which you will, simply begin again. Remembering the breath. Returning the attention to the breath again and again. Allow the body to be as it is. Allow the breath to be as it is. And keep returning your attention to the feeling, the sensation of the breath, without the desire to control it. if and when you lose track, if and when you get distracted, simply begin again. If you feel your body is tensing in any way, bring your attention to that part of the body. Allow it to soften. And let the weight of the body heavy, and then begin again, focusing the attention on the breath. Really nice. So every day, every moment, this very moment is an opportunity to begin again, to soften into yourself and into the moment, and to refocus. So maybe there's an area of your life where you'd like to sort of refocus, reset, return to, whether that's a personal goal, maybe it's a health goal, or maybe a specific relationship is coming to mind. Possibly you can afford to refocus at work, right? Just bring to mind an area of your life where you'd like that sort of refresh. And then coming from a place of your personal values, your desires, your goals, it might feel nice to use this time to set an intention for yourself. And then return to the feeling of your breath. Taking a fuller inhale. And a longer exhale. And there's this lovely quote by Sharon Salzberg. I oftentimes refer to her on this podcast. She said, "The healing is in the return, not in never having wandered to begin with." So if you found yourself maybe wandering or distracted, know that the healing is in the return. The strength, the resilience comes from the refocusing, the remembering. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this practice. And let's close off the way we always do by taking a full breath in, a long breath out, and have a lovely day.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.